With the Iowa caucuses over and the general election still months away, political watchers in Iowa are turning their gaze to the state capitol. The legislature is taking on many of the same characteristics of previous sessions. IPR Statehouse correspondent Joyce Russell laid out the following observations for Morning Edition host Clay Masters.
What is shaping up to be some of the defining issues as you see it this legislative session?
Well, that's hard to say. The governor's agenda is modest, and there won't likely be anything too far-reaching in an election year. But looking ahead after the election, I'm guessing that the House Republican caucus is going to have a different makeup. There are several House Republicans who've announced their retirement, and they are by and large the less conservative members of their caucus. For example, one of those is Josh Burns, who led the gasoline tax fight last year, and as you know, many in his caucus sharply oppose that. So if they recruit more conservative candidates to replace these lawmakers, it would make for a more conservative caucus next year.
One thing you can always set your watch to, it seems like, is a fight over education spending between the Democrats who control the Senate and the Republicans who control the House. What kind of progress do we have on education funding this year?
Well, I would say not very much. As you're referring to, there's a standoff just pretty much like last year between the two parties on basic school aid. And in the meantime, that you know, schools are left not knowing how much money they'll have for next year. The bill is now in a joint House-Senate conference committee. The committee did not meet last week, and so far they're not scheduled to meet this week. Senate Majority Leader Mike Gronstall says there's been back and forth, but he wouldn't call it movement.
Okay.
And Governor Branstad is predicting that the disagreement will not be settled soon.
So there's also been this issue of water quality that's been talked about a lot, and the governor has unveiled this proposal. He did it ahead of the legislative session. Is anything coming to fruition with the Iowa House GOP bill? This is a separate one that would use school infrastructure funding for schools instead of water.
Yeah, so far there seems to be a consensus that the penny sales tax that's collected for school infrastructure, as you know, it's set to expire. There's some consensus that it should be extended, but so far the agreement stops there. You're referring to the governor, you know, wants to take any growth in the fund and spend it on water quality. As you just said, the House, there's a plan in the House to use it for more education funds instead. The House is just getting its first look at the governor's plan. House Speaker Linda Upmeyer says it will get a fair hearing.
Okay, we'll hear from here.
The governor's bill just arrived to us yesterday, and so it is assigned to agriculture because that's where our water quality issues have always gone. So we're assigning that to agriculture, so it will be considered.
We've said the House Republicans have introduced a direct challenge to that plan. And so now the agriculture and education committees, as well as the tax writing committees, will all have to weigh in. So it's going to be a long slog.
Speaking of the long slog, what do you see as the long slog this week ahead? What are you going to be watching as we move in through the days ahead this week?
Well, there's a group known as Iowans for Medical Cannabis, and they have scheduled a news conference on Tuesday. And we're told that a Republican-sponsored bill will be introduced in the House to legalize medical marijuana. There are two other groups behind this, the Epilepsy Foundation and the Multiple Sclerosis Society. Backers say they had hoped to have their news conference last week, but they say, quote, the ducks didn't line up. The groups say they're optimistic about this bill. It is a Republican-sponsored bill. That's significant. Although we should point out that the Democratic-controlled Senate has yet to pass a medical marijuana bill.
And quickly, Joyce, what is on the docket for today's legislative River to River at noon?
Well, we'll talk about the bill to legalize fireworks in the first half of the show, and then we'll hear about legislation to let 17-year-olds vote in a primary election if they're going to be 18 before the general election. Currently, they can register at 17, but they can't vote.
Okay, Joyce, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
That's Iowa Public Radio Statehouse correspondent Joyce Russell. She joins us most Mondays to talk about the week ahead at the legislature.